Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Hey, my guy.
Hey.
Let's get started.
Fitness, nutrition, and accountability, right? You hear these words thrown around in the fitness industry as the reason why you get results with X gym, right? You look down the street, the guy's offering fitness, nutrition, accountability. You're offering fitness, nutrition, and accountability, and the consumer's in the middle of this conversation like, well, okay, you offer fitness, nutrition, and accountability your way, and they do it their way, and who's cheaper? Because you're obviously the same.
That's my only bearing of
judgment here. Yeah, you guys are offering the same thing. Now, you may believe that your fitness methodology, class-based or otherwise, is superior to the other folk. But the consumer doesn't know. In fact, the consumer can look at like a class-based model as all the same, you know, sweaty people in a room, and that's what that is. And, you know, you've been taught that, hey, you know, if somebody comes in and talks to you and they tell you why they didn't get results before, it's because you then shoot holes in their thing. Well, you didn't have the accountability that we offer here. Or, yeah, you had the fitness, but the nutrition side, that's what we do here. That's the reason why you didn't get results. And then you put this bow around your product as the solution that's going to save the day for everybody. Your gym thinks that it's superior to any of the competition because you believe and you should believe that your product's the best. You should. Correct. If you don't believe your product's the best, then what are you really doing? You're a fraud. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You should believe that your product, your solution, your fitness regimen, your programming, your gym, your coaches are the best in town. And if you don't believe that, then you need to get back to work and fix the things that make it the best in your own mind. Now, to the consumer, that's where this podcast episode is going to touch on because, again, the words fitness, nutrition, and accountability are overused, oversaturated, and the consumer's seen it, been there, done that, and they don't want more of the same.
Correct.
And so in order for you to stand out as a gym, as the best in market, as the only, the beat all the other competition, you need to create something that's so unique that you own that nobody else can copy.
Sure.
Because they sure as hell can copy fitness, nutrition, accountability. Okay. Yeah. So how do you do that? That's where we're going to kind of get into this topic. This was, I'm going to give you guys a quick backstory on a friend of ours who I would call him a friend. I mean, I can call him up and shoot the shit with him and have a beer, whatever. But we hired him as a consultant years ago. I saw him speaking on stage at a ClickFunnels Funnel Hack Live. Where was this one? It was so long ago. San Diego.
San Diego.
It was in San Diego. Yeah. So it's in San Diego, and we were facing a challenge as a company, as ProFit. At the time, we ran funnels for gyms for low barrier front end trial style offers that we would, you know, run traffic for the gym into the funnel that we created with our copywriting, our imagery, and we would convert that traffic into paid customers for our gyms that we worked with.
Correct.
And
online.
Online. The credit card and the purchase and the transaction would happen online, as well as a whole slew of leads that would also not convert that we'd also hand over to the gym for them to kind of manually follow up with. But we had a whole system in place where we would create these programs for gyms, and we would basically run traffic on your behalf and convert these folks into some price point between 97 and say 397 online, hand them over to you as a gym owner. You've got a paid person coming in, you know, very unique way that we did it. But what we had to come up with at the time was we had to figure out a way to convert better.
Correct.
There was a slow trickle down effect of the conversion processes based on the time of year, the gym that we were working with, the state, and all these kind of variables that we had to kind of come up with a unique way to convert. And so we paid Todd Brown, who was the guy that we were talking about. What do we pay him?
12, I think.
$12,000 for, you know, six hours.
Yeah.
So this guy's making $2,000 an hour. Plus we had to fly out there. Plus we had to, you know, hotel rooms and everything else. But what we learned in that $2,000 an hour consulting meeting with Todd and his team was, in order for you to stand out in a market, you need to have something unique that nobody else has. He calls it the unique mechanism.
Correct. Yeah.
And the way he kind of created this for us, and we went through and we renamed our fitness to something else. We renamed our nutrition to something else. We renamed our accountability to something else. Again, this was 2017, 18. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if that, yeah.
Yeah.
16, 17. Yeah.
Somewhere in there. And even back then, 8 years ago, fitness and nutrition and accountability was overused. We had to come up with new ways to position the fitness, new ways to position the way we do nutrition, new ways to position the way that we hosted and it had accountability for the clients coming in on that said program. And ever since that day, I'll never be able to not know that.
Correct. Yeah.
And so everything that we try to do and teach in, you know, work with gyms is you have to come up with a unique mechanism that answers this one question in the consumer's minds. The question that you need them to ask themselves is the reason I'm not getting results at this gym that I'm at is because they don't have the XYZ method, program, blueprint, matrix that the other gym has.
Sure.
And if I just went over there and bought that, then I would finally get the results that I'm looking for. That's what you want going through the minds of the consumer. And if you don't have that special sauce, then you're just like everybody else.
Correct, yeah. A couple things there. I mean, the one thing you have to think about in all of, like, the marketplace is the ultimate decider, right? So you mentioned, right, like, you could have your internal beliefs that your training, your methodology, how you program, whatever it may be, is superior, is unique, is all of that. But if you can't articulate that in the marketplace, in your messaging, right, the first, on your website, in the ads, the first exposure to your business, it doesn't matter what you say to somebody if you never have the opportunity to say it to them, right? So the conversation within your gym in a consultation is way down the road, the path of that customer journey. This stuff has to be brought into your marketing messaging. If you're using fitness, nutrition, and accountability, you're essentially putting yourselves right into that red ocean with everybody else because that's what they're offering. So instead of fishing in the same pond everyone else is, we recommend, you know, unique nomenclature around each of those and then encompassing all of that into a program that you deliver that is now in the marketplace's eyes instantly more valuable than just fitness, nutrition, accountability. And it takes away that opportunity for them to just price shop, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
That's the goal, is creating that, oh, this gym is doing something different than I've ever experienced. They have their own methodology, own belief, their own matrix, whatever you know, nomenclature you come up with, unique mechanism you come up with. That right there is the identifier to the client. That's the secret to getting the result.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, We dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're asleep.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
And guys, you may have it already. Mm-hmm. You probably do, actually. You just need to answer this question. Why do our clients get results so well at our gym? Like, what are the things that we do that get the results? It might be the order of your operations. It might be how you do metabolic conditioning, which, by the way, is a unique mechanism in itself with EPOC.
We use that.
Yeah, we use that. So, like, the fact that that's still not known, you guys can pick and use that EPOC unique mechanism as a lever to pull. But going back to the way you do things, maybe you believe that the way you cycle your programming throughout the year is unique, and that's the reason why you get results. Another unique mechanism that I've seen thrown around the industry for years is undulating periodization.
Yep.
That's a unique mechanism. Functional training is a unique mechanism. CrossFit is in itself is a unique mechanism.
Correct, yeah.
Those are all being used. You might not even realize you've got it. You should probably already have it, because you guys have some special sauce that you do things a certain way at your gym that nobody else does. I would almost guarantee it. How you the programming itself, maybe the nutrition that you follow, and how you introduce it into the client life cycle at a certain point in their journey is the unique way. Like, you may not overburden somebody with all these changes day one. Maybe you do it over a phased cycle. So your unique mechanism is, progressive on cycling of our habits.
Like habit-based nutrition, right? We've heard it another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but calling it something that is unique to your facility, because you probably already do. Like, let's be honest, everybody here that's listening to this podcast is pretty freaking smart. You guys have gotten this far on your own. Like, you're doing something right. So, like, put a bow on that thing and shout it from the mountaintops and call it something that only your gym has. And don't get too fancy with it. Like, it has to go through a couple of filters for it to work. You can't just make up a stupid name that doesn't mean anything and just call it something and hope for the best. It has to be non-Googleable.
Sure.
For example, EPOC is Googleable, but like if you did it like the, I'm throwing this out, Ultra EPOC method. Okay, that isn't Googleable.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? So like, I think the message here is that you got to come up with something that's not Googleable, that nobody can copy, that you create, that is the special sauce, not just making something up to call it something, but like there is a method to way you do something. We just revised kind of ProFit in the way we're, how the best gyms that we work with followed a specific path. We literally call it the way.
Yeah.
This is the way. Yeah. Like, that's our unique mechanism. Yeah. It's just like it showed when we started analyzing kind of like the best clients we work with, why are those clients getting so much better results than these other ones? And it turns out there's a specific way, and we just believe in this so much that like we've revamped everything. We will only allow you to go down the way because we want to guarantee your success.
That's it. Yep. And that's the same. And then take that commonality or like draw that line over to your gym. That is the same thing. You don't have to like it sounds like a ton of work. But to Tim's point, you're already doing these things, right? Don't go and come up with, like, don't reach out to, the new equipment vendor with the thing that nobody else has or, the EMS suits. It's not that. It's looking at what you do every day in your business and identifying that secret sauce that gets the client a result and being able to articulate that in a way that does differentiate you from the gym down the street. The analogy I always, it's like so simple to kind of understand it is supplements, right? Fat burners. Great, easy way to understand how to go about this or what we're talking about. When fat burners hit the market, well, not even probably hit the market, but when they kind of really exploded, like a company like maybe Hydroxycut or one of the bigger, backed organizations, you pick up a generic weight loss pill and you pick up theirs and you look through the ingredients and, you know, the top of it, everything's going to be the same because that's what everybody starts with. And so you've got your caffeine, taurine, whatever it may be, ginseng, all those things. And then you get to the generic bottom, the bottom of the generic one, and it's got the proprietary blend. It's a unique compilation, right, of a certain ingredients that they do differently. Well, the generic one's got that as proprietary blend, which is the standard on every other supplement everywhere. Well, then you had deep marketing dollars go, all right, well, how can we take a proprietary blend and make it unique? And so they named it, right? Instead of having proprietary blend listed on the label for maybe a Hydroxycut or one of them, it was something like the Insane Burn Matrix. Mm-hmm. It was a unique name. And because they put their flag in the ground, they claim it, they named it, they own it, that product to the consumer becomes more valuable than the generic because the generic cannot have that. Even though the proprietary blend is what it is, they named it. They gave it something unique, like a unique mechanism, right? And because that unique mechanism is listed, the consumer doesn't have the ability to go and compare it to what they know to be true or what they've experienced in the past or what everybody else is offering. This product must be unique. It must be different because it contains the Insane Burn Matrix. That's what we want you to do with your program in your gym. Stop selling workouts. Stop selling like they're not commodities. They're not one, you know, it's not a list of menu items. You sell a program. Each of those should be unique in how you deliver and get your client's product results. And then that whole program that you bring to the table should have a unique name as well. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're known for. When you put your flag in the ground for that, you're going to start seeing people are coming to you to experience that as opposed to going to the gym down the street for fitness, nutrition, and accountability.
For sure. And once you know this, you can't unsee it. Now you see it everywhere. And one of the questions that was brought up in when we were teaching this was like, can you have too many unique mechanisms within itself? And I think the problem it lies where there is no unique mechanism versus too many.
Sure.
Like, I don't think you can have too many. I think at some point, maybe some companies do, like the one I'm about to read you.
Yeah.
That, you know, okay. Like, how many is too many? I think the issue is not having any.
I agree.
So let's err on the caution of having too many and then maybe backing it down versus like, hey, that doesn't sound right. So everybody's heard the word of the brand, the shoe brand Skechers. These guys are notorious for creating unique mechanisms within a unique mechanism. Okay.
So I'm going to give you guys, remember, they're selling a shoe.
They're selling a shoe. So like they have to create something that is the reason why this shoe is better than everybody else. Okay. So their marketing department is on top of it. Like if you want to, like, I'm going to read this to you. So this is from Skechers. It's for a slip-in max cushioning glide step. Okay. That's the name of the shoe. Okay. So let's start. Experience ultimate comfort in full action with Skechers hands-free slip-ins registered, max cushioning registered, glide step registered. Designed with our exclusive heel pillow trademark, this slip-in performance design features an engineered mesh upper with overlaying webbing graphics and adjustable lacing, enhancing the shoe's efficiency, all caps, unique mechanism trademarked, and comfort. We've incorporated a range of advanced technologies. These include breathable Skechers air-cooled Gaga Max mat trademark inside a Goodyear registered performance outsole, while Skechers GlideStep registered max cushioning midsole cushioning technologies work together to deliver an energy return with a smooth transition. There might have been a dozen in there.
Yeah, for a shoe.
Okay.
For a shoe.
So that's their marketing. That's their actual product description on a particular shoe that I just pulled up randomly. And it's like, yo, Glide Step, Max Cool Technology, the Gaga Max Matte, the Goodyear outsole. Like, I'm sure it's Goodyear tire.
Rubber.
So the Goodyear trademark outsole with the slip in, that's another trademark. Like, it's all unique mechanism after unique mechanism. And so, like, you can't tell me the guy down the street that's selling shoes for, with a different brand, the other shoe company, cannot compete with Skechers on that level because they made all that shit up.
Yeah. Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
Now, they took the way they did stuff, something already. I'm certain there's nothing proprietary, unique about it other than the names.
Pretty much.
This cooling gel technology, I'm sure, is in many, many shoes. I'm sure this, you know, maybe recycled rubber is like a pretty standard thing. I'm sure slip-in itself is a common way that shoes are made. Like, all of those things are common, but they decided to own it.
Yes.
By creating the thing around it that is the reason why this shoe is better than that shoe. It's pretty fucking cool. So we start seeing this stuff happen more and more. And so, like, here's another great example from On It, you know, supplements. You were talking about supplements earlier. So, like, the Total Human is their program.
Yep.
Okay. The Total Human, and it's a compilation of many of their supplements to be, create the Total Human. Okay. So the Total Human is unique.
That's their program.
It's their program. They're using a Shroom Tech immune supplement registered.
Mm-hmm.
The Key Mineral supplement registered. Krill Oil. I don't know why that one's registered. Shroom Tech Sport is another one. Strony Bone, the New Mood. New Mood is a trademark. Alpha Brain is another one. Virtutech is another one. And Active B Complex, I don't know why that's trademarked. But some of these shouldn't be trademarked, but like the Shroom Tech, for sure. Yeah. Alpha Brain, for sure. Virutech, for sure. New Mood, for sure. All of those compilation of supplements, those are individual supplements,
yep,
bottles that then go into the Total Human program. Genius.
Yeah.
Genius. And, you know, I saw this on an ad. I'm like, well, of course. Who can compete with On It on their Total Human program? Because they don't, nobody offers all those things. You may have the exact same ingredients in your supplements for your supplement brand, but you don't have the unique mechanism to create the program around the thing. So the point of this is like your nutrition and accountability and fitness, like you got to own something.
Correct.
The programming, the way you do it, the unique mechanism, and it answers this. The reason our clients get results with us is because of our blank way you do something, your method, your whatever, blueprint, your frameworks, all of those things, and that's what you need to put your flag in the ground and market to the world.
Let's get back. I mean, one thing I want to touch on is we talked about working with Todd Brown, creating that campaign, we didn't talk about the results of that campaign in comparison.
Oh, so let's talk about it. Yeah, so that campaign was around Memorial Day.
Correct.
We are already running a 25-day Memorial Melt. Like we called it, the name of the program was the program was the Memorial Melt.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was a few things that landed in our favor that year. I think Monday was May 1st. The first of the month started on a Monday. 25 days landed you on the Friday before the Memorial Day. It was complete weeks at the gym. So by, I guess, chance, some of the things that would make a program like even more appealing would land in our favor. But that's happened before and we didn't get the results
This.
So we met with Todd, and by the way, this was, call it a $15,000 day because of the flights and the time and everything else. And we got this knowledge, and we implemented that knowledge into the language within our with our funnel, in our ads, in our email campaigns. And that one campaign, I remember, netted us double the revenue than any other campaign. I think we were nearing $200,000 in revenue for a single campaign, for a single month of revenue. It just blew everything else out of the water. And it was 100% because of that meeting with Todd, creating unique mechanisms and changing the way that we marketed.
You didn't think about that, guys. We had the same process, right? Facebook ad to the landing page, converting online.
Same price.
Same price point as the previous. Everything else remained the same, except we've added and we've you know, swapped in those unique mechanisms. That alone led to almost roughly twice the sales as the campaign without. That right there is enough evidence for you to go, hey, let me try this. Let me go install unique mechanisms into how we deliver what we are, how we talk about what we do, and see the result. And it's such, I mean, we just did a training on this with our Iron Circle. I mean, even gyms that are doing very, very successful have gotten to where they're at, still benefit from swapping out and being able to create the unique mechanisms, because it puts a line in the sand. It does not allow your competition to compete with you. I think right now, if you run a large group training gym, this is probably the greatest advantage you have to retain clients over your competition. In a deliverable where it's often viewed as a commodity, it's very easy for them to kind of bounce between large group gyms or services across different gyms. Put this into play and create a differentiator for the marketplace. They will absolutely see and experience something different because you've put your flag in the ground, you named it, and you own it.
For sure.
I mean, shit. Orange Theory did it.
A lot of companies do it.
And again, it's not proprietary.
It goes right over most people's heads that are not paying attention. It goes over a lot of gym owners' heads. Like, you don't realize that's the reason they became so successful. That literally, it was the Orange Zone.
The Orange Zone, which is the same. I mean, I joke with when I explain this to people all the time. I joke. I go, every single piece of cardio equipment you've ever stepped on for the last 30 years has heart rate training right on it. Like,
well, here's a message to Orange Theory. Like, you need to go back.
Yeah,
you've gotten away from it.
Yep.
They came out of the market, you know, onto the market gangbusters. And I would 100% say that was because of this unique mechanism. The reason why you get results there is because of this. I will tell you, they got huge flaws in their model, huge in regards to like the muscle loss that was happening when it was just cardio based, and you could see them, they're strength based now.
Yeah, yep.
You know, the funny thing is, everything comes back to strength training. Everything comes back to strength training, and we've never left.
And especially when you want retention.
Well, we'll talk about that in another episode. The point is, it's like you see all these fads come and go, and they always land on strength training, because that's the one scientific proven methodology that is going to build muscle. You can't build muscle running on a treadmill.
No,
you can't. It's caloric burn, all these things. You're not creating muscular damage over time and progressive overload that the strength training models are going to create. Mm-hmm. The bodies that people want have muscle on them. So That's another rant for another day. The point being here, guys, is look at your model. What do you do differently? What's your special sauce? Put a bow tie on that thing. Throw it out into the marketplace and watch what happens, guys. You won't be sorry. This is a great use of your time and to reinvent yourself. If you guys need help with this is something we'd love to talk about. As you can see, I don't know how long this episode was, Nick. 26 minutes in. All right, let's get out of here. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right, thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.